In the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is a very joyful day, the transfiguration of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is what we're celebrating tonight. And the series that the Father's recommended to speak on, the Revelation. And tonight we're going to shed some light on the Church of Thyatira. And I think it was not very unusual for St. John to see Christ. As we heard the gospel tonight, he's very accustomed to see Christ in his glory. So when John was in Patmos, an exile, when he saw Christ, this image, he knows who he's talking to. He knew right away that this is Christ. And this is the beauty of Christ. When we get to know him, we get to abide in him, as he said, abide in me and I in you. We grow in the knowledge of Christ. We're going to talk a few words tonight about the Church of Thyatira, but it's very nice to study the Bible, to read. But if you hear what we are going to hear tonight, and we walk away, you walk out without benefiting, without taking the word as a living word of God, and it works on us, and we abide with it. We do what the Bible tells us, then it's very harsh to say and to hear Christ saying that there is condemnation. This is very serious. When he tells the church tonight, for instance, Thyatira, we heard Ephesus, Laodicea, all the churches. There was one line Christ was talking to St. John, to tell these churches that existed for real, this line of talk of Christ is to the churches and to every and each one of us. So if we listen to what Christ is telling us and we play deaf, or we say, this is not for me, this is for others, then it's serious. It's very dangerous. So John, we read together. From verse 18, and to the angel of the church of Thyatira, write these things. Say, the Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire and his feet like fine brass. Son of God, who has eyes like flame of fire. What does the fire do usually? It devours things and it pierces. It goes very deep. So when Christ has these eyes, when he looks to us, it's not to condemn us. Is to awaken us. So these words, it's not for condemnation, rather to tell these churches, what's wrong, please correct it. And tell me and tell each one of us. Check yourself on a daily basis. Examine yourself, as the Bible says. And see the checklist. Put yourself on the scale of the Word of God, the Gospel, and the Bible. Am I going in the right direction or not? And if I knew that I'm going right or wrong, there is a step to do. There is a work to do. So when Christ tells us, because usually we live in a generation in time where people, they do not like to hear criticism. They don't like to hear harsh words. They don't like the look of condemnation or judgment. We hear it often. Don't judge others. Even we hear it in the church, at home, from our kids, our youth. Don't be judgmental. But when Christ looks with these eyes, is to warn us, is to wake us up. The angel of the church, the things say, the Son of God who has eyes like flame, I know your works, love, service, faith, and your patience. And for your works, the last are more than the first. So it's very good news when you hear that. When Christ sees us doing, having love, doing works, doing deeds, it's not just we love by words, but he even, St. John, put the word works before love, because love without works is nothing. So apparently this is a very joyful, very good news to this church. Christ is seeing the works of the church, the love of this church, the service that's growing in this church, the faith in this church, and your patience. He knows it. He sees it. It's very apparent. Yet, he continues, nevertheless, I have a few things against you. Let's focus on this first part first for a few minutes. When we look how in any of our churches, or when I look at myself, if Christ is, I have this check mark, then I definitely, if it's not an A plus, so I can ace it easily. So Christ sees that I have love, I have work, I have love, I have patience, I have service. And we go to any of the churches and we see a fiery service, fiery servants, church full of action, church full of love, church full of patience on one another and to each other, then definitely this is the perfect image of a church, the perfect image of any person. If we see these signs in it, if we do the check mark, then perfectly we'll pass the exam, right or not? Love, patience, endurance, works. What else? What this church is lacking? Nevertheless, this is the word that will make a big difference after. And this is, by the way, this is one of the longest messages to any of the churches. The first time we heard about Thyatira, it was in the book of Acts. You remember Lydia? What used to do Lydia? She used to trade in what? The book of Acts, yeah. Now, a certain woman named Lydia heard us. She was a seller of purple from the city of Thyatira. So this was a very rich city. Trade, fame, rich, old riches. So this is a very famous city. And Christ is addressing the condemnation and the warning to this church, saying what? He says, therefore, nevertheless, I have a few things against you. What's against me? I do works, I have love, I have patience, I have endurance, I have everything. What's lacking me? What could I be? So, nevertheless, I have few things against you. Because you allow that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants, to commit sexual immorality, and eat things sacrificed to idols. So the condemnation here is this church was allowing what? Read again. Nevertheless, I have few things against you, because you allow that woman, Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach. Then teaching in the church, when you teach the sound teaching, when we read our Bible, when we read the Word of God, understand it properly in the light of by the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and the light of the church fathers, when we understand this properly and we teach this properly, if we do not do this, if we have everything, as he said in the beginning, but we lack this proper teaching, we can, and we seduce other, we stumble other by our wrong teaching. This is very dangerous. So my servant to commit sexual immorality and eat things sacrificed to the idol. You remember who is Jezebel in the Old Testament? Who is this woman? You remember? No? Yes? Who is Jezebel? I mean Isabel. Marat? Ahab. Ahab was a horrible, one of the it's in the book of First Kings, he says about this king. Ahab, she was the wife of Ahab. The son of Omri did evil in the sight of the Lord, more than all who were before, more than all who were before. So can you imagine the wrong things and the bad deeds they did, the kings of Israel? This was the worst. This was bad than any other before him. And he got married to his wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal. Was it an Israelite? She wasn't. She used to king of Sidonians and went and served Baal. and worshipped him. And what did she bring to the whole kingdom of Israel? The wrath of God. She brought the bad. She brought wrong teaching. She wrong worship. She wrong the idols and not the true God. And not only she brought this to the kingdom of Israel, she let her husband Ahab to follow her, and the whole kingdom of Israel went and fell in this trap. So Christ in Revelation is comparing the church of Thyatira to this horrible teaching for Jezebel, and what horror things she brought on the kingdom of Israel at the time. So having love, having patience, having endurance, having works, but having this not the proper teaching, we may drag the church, we drag the whole community, we drag myself to this condemnation. So we live in this world and we see and we hear everything around us. Everything is becoming loud. There is no sound teaching. There is no truth. Everything is true for everyone. This is something true for me, then it is. Regardless, it's truth or not. When Christ was discussing with Pontius Pilate, he told him, there is one truth. I am the truth. If I'm not following Christ, if I have believed the world, if I take from the world, and it's relevant, each one has his own truth. Each one is right on this world. Each one has his own ideas. There is no more one truth. Yet Christ said, I am the truth. So if we prefer, if we choose to fall in this trap and walk in according to this world and the teaching of this world, then we'll definitely, the condemnation will come to us. So he recommended them to repent, come back. This church of Thyatira, as we see, they have maybe a desire to fit everyone. Anyone would say anything, it's acceptable. Although it's a church that have love, have works, have good things, but we let go certain things. This is what the people want to hear. I'll make them hear this. This is what they listen, talk to us with soft words, then we'll talk soft words. We declare the truth of God, the word of God. Sometimes we're afraid. Sometimes we say, as Christ said, I am the way. Sometimes we present the truth in a very lenient way. Christ said that, unless all of us repent, we perish. Do we take it seriously or not? Sin in this world and all this, the teaching of the Bible, it's becoming relevant. Some people, they say it's sin, some people, they don't. And unfortunately, sometimes, even the church, even our homes, children, sometimes they fall in this. We don't base ourselves anymore on the sound teaching of the Word of God, so we follow them. And we desire to fit in the culture. Is it right? Everybody's doing this, so I follow this or not? There is this relevancy. There is no one truth in this world. Everybody comes with his own ideas, and people follow. And if we do not compare ourselves, compare our behavior, our works, our love, and measure it on the word of God, then definitely there is something wrong. We fall into, there's no one truth, one standard. So the Bible tells us and teaches us, St. Paul, he tells his disciple Titus and Timothy, لما بيقوله على التعليم الصادق والصحيح إزاي إحنا ساعات بنسمح لنفسنا إن إحنا بقى مش مية ربنا ومشين في حاجة تانية يا الله الله نعبده يا البعل زي ما ربنا قالهم في العهد القديم ما ينفعش حقيقتين ما ينفعش يبقى جوه الكنيسة اللي هي كجماعة المؤمنين أنا شخص كشخص يعني اللي هو في جسد المسيح ما يمشى أمشي في حقيقتين فبيقول القديس بولس لتيموثاوس في رسالته الأولى يا تيموثاوس برغم الكنيسة دي كانت كنيسة قوية عندها أعمال وعندها حاجات رائعة المسيح بيشهد بذلك في سفر الرؤيا لكن بيقول له لكنيسة تياترا بيقول لها 18 أنا عارف أعمالك ومحبتك وخدمتك وإيمانك وصبرك. ناقص إيه تاني؟ واحد عنده أعمال وإيمان ومحبة وخبرة وصبر وأعمالك هي أكثر من الأولى. يعني إنسان بيجاهد إن ينمو، كنيسة نشيطة والكنيسة فيها أنشطة وفيها دراسة كتاب مقدس فيها، لكن في حاجات ملخبطة. يقول لهم إيه؟ عندي عليك قليل أنك تسيب المرأة إيزابل التي تقول أنها نبية حتى تعلم وتغوي عبيدي أن يزنوا ويأكلوا ما ذبح الأوثان. طبعا الكتاب المقدس لما يكلمنا عن الزنا مش شرط، لأنه ربنا قال بعد كده لإسرائيل، إسرائيل الزانية، إزاي إسرائيل تبقى زانية؟ يعني بتروح ورا اتجاه تاني، ما عندهاش إله واحد، بتغير إله، عندها أكثر من إله، مش الإله الوحيد، إله الحق. ممكن نمشي ورا سكك ملخبطة. يقول أعطيتها زمانا لكي تتوب عن زناها ولم تتوب. خطر أوي نسمع كلمة ربنا واسمع التحذير وامشي في نفس السكة كأني ما شفتش أي إشارة حمراء ولا إشارة صفراء، وماشي كده مغمض عيني ومش شايف حاجة. خطر إن احنا نسمع كلام ومنفسه. يقول رب ساعدنا إن احنا قدام احنا انتبهنا، والكنيسة مديانة أسرار ودي مسيانة سر التوبة والاعتراف، ابتدي أعدل من نفسي وابتدي أوزن نفسي وحياتي وتصرفاتي على كلمة الله. يقول كده ها أنا ألقيها في فراش والذين يدون معها في ضيق عظيمة، إن كانوا لا يتوبون عن أعمالهم وأولادها أقتلهم بالموت. فستعرف جميع الكنائس أني أنا هو الفاحص الكل والقلوب، وسأعطي كل واحد منكم بحسب أعماله. يقول كده أنه من يغلب ويحفظ أعمالي إلى النهاية فسأعطيه سلطانا على أمه. How joyful إن الإنسان اللي يغلب، and who overcomes and keeps my words until the end, to him I will give power over the nations. إيه يا رب العظمة دي اللي تديها لولادك، اللي هيتمسك يفضل ثابت في المسيح بالرغم كل مؤثرات اللي في العالم، كل أنا مش همشي وراء، أنا مش هشاكل هذا الظهر، أنا هيبقى عندي الحق والحق واضح وكده. المسيح هو الطريق، في طريق تاني؟ مفيش طريق تاني. لما نتكلم ونتكلم عن المسيح ونشهد بحياتنا ما يبقاش كلامنا نخاف نقوله. ساعات الناس بتخش في مناقشات وتخاف أو استكتر نقول الحق بتاع الإنجيل اللي بيعلنه. مسيح هو الطريق، ما فيش طريق غيره، حد يأتي إلا بي، ما فيش غير كده. ما فيش الخلطة اللي في العالم النهاردة وكله متسامح وكله ماشي وكل واحد عنده معتقداته، وبقى كلمة التوليرنس ما بقلهاش المعنى الحقيقي. كلمة التوليرنس معناها إنه كل واحد يعمل اللي عاوزه، غلط صح، وكل الناس تشوف إنه لا ما نتكلمش ما نقولش. ربنا يسوع بينبه الكنيسة دي، ترى بيقول لها لو ما فقتش، بينبه كل واحد فينا الحقيقة، لو ما انتبهناش حتى لو بنعمل وراضين ومسكنين ضميرنا وبنعمل الكنيسة وبنقرا كتاب مقدس ومحضر درس كتاب، لو ما انتبهناش للي ربنا يسوع المسيح بيحضنا منه، يقول إنها فيكون في دينونة. لكن اللي هيغلب ويحفظ أعمالي النهاية فسأعطيه سلطانا على الأمم ولرب المجد دائما أبديا أمين.
هللويا
الذي في السماوات